Today, the U.S. military is announcing a program to help people with psychiatric disorders. It will involve electronic devices implanted in the brain. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, you can call them DARPA, is behind the effort. The goal here is to find a new way to treat problems like depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
DARPA is known for taking on big technological challenges, from missile defense to interstellar travel. A year ago, the agency pledged support for President Obama's initiative to explore the human brain. Justin Sanchez of DARPA says one reason for this support is the agency's belief that existing psychiatric treatments for veterans and people in the military are inadequate.
We've seen far too many times where military personnel have neuropsychiatric disorders, and there's very few options for those individuals. And at DARPA, we think that we have to go well beyond what is currently available.
DARPA plans to spend at least $26 million to develop implanted devices able to monitor and electrically stimulate specific brain circuits. Brain stimulation devices are already used to help patients with problems like Parkinson's disease, but Sanchez says DARPA wants something much more sophisticated.
While those devices have shown to be effective, they're very much built upon concepts from the cardiac pacemaker industry. And we know that the brain is very different than the heart, and we also know that neuropsychiatric illnesses affect many parts of the brain.
So DARPA has teamed up with scientists at the University of California, San Francisco, and Massachusetts General Hospital to create better brain stimulators. Eddie Chang, a neurosurgeon at UCSF, says his team will study volunteers who already have probes in their brains as part of their treatment for epilepsy or Parkinson's. Chang says that makes it possible to watch brain circuits in action.
What it allowed us to do was to record directly from the brain at a level of resolution that's never done before.
Many of these volunteers also have depression, anxiety, and other problems that are common among military personnel. So Chang says it should be possible to figure out how these conditions have changed specific circuits in the brain.
If we are able to understand how the circuit has gone awry, that may give us some very critical clues as to how we might be able to reverse that.
Using electrical stimulation of specific areas.
We know that once you start putting stimulation into the brain will change in response to that.
That sort of change is what allows the brain to learn and adapt throughout our lives. And Chang says the right kind of stimulation, delivered in just the right way, should be able to provide some relief to patients by making the brain circuits work better.
And ultimately, hopefully, completely heal the circuits, essentially help the brain unlearn some of these really catastrophic forms of neuropathology.
Like PTSD or even chronic pain. Chang says he expects to begin enrolling patients within a week. DARPA wants a working implant within 5 years. John Hamilton, NPR News.